Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagle. Welcome to this week's episode of the Nutrition Diva Podcast. This week, I have some strategies that can help you eat more mindfully and to cut down on mindless overeating, and I'm looking forward to sharing those with you. Whenever I talk about foods that can help control your hunger, I'm aware of the fact that hunger is only one of the things that drive us to eat. Frequently, we eat simply because it's time to eat, or because food is present, or because we're bored, or blue, or procrastinating. I know I do that. I'd even go so far as to say that for many of us, hunger is only rarely our primary motivation for eating. If we only ate when we were hungry, then choosing foods that are good at satisfying hunger, such as those that are high in protein, fiber, and water, would pretty much solve the problem of overeating. But because we so often eat and overeat when we're not hungry, we also need strategies that address non-hunger eating. So this week, I have four strategies that can help you avoid that mindless eating and overeating. Mindful eating tip number one, only eat. Just as distracted driving is responsible for a huge number of traffic accidents, distracted eating is the culprit in a lot of overeating. Eating in front of the computer or TV, in the car, while you're reading, or any other time when your attention is elsewhere is an easy way to lose track of what and how much you've eaten. I'm as guilty of this as anyone. When I'm eating lunch by myself, I always want to grab a newspaper or a magazine to read, or I scroll through my Facebook feed while I'm eating. And if I get hungry while I'm working, I'm always tempted to bring my snack back up to my office so that I can keep working while I nosh. But when most of our attention is on something else while we're eating, we barely taste our food. We get very little enjoyment out of it. We're not in touch with how much we've eaten. And worst of all, because we're not at all tuned into our bodies, we're so much more likely to keep eating past the point at which our hunger is satisfied. The solution is simple. When you're eating, only eat. Turn off the TV. Step away from your desk. Put down your phone. Give all of your attention to your meal and to the experience of eating it. Something that you'd eat mindlessly while staring at your screen might suddenly strike you as just not worth the calories once you're actually paying attention. And if just eating doesn't seem entertaining enough for you, maybe you're actually not that hungry. Now, I don't mean to imply that you always have to eat alone or completely ignore your dining companions in order to eat mindfully. Eating with others can divert some of your attention away from what you're eating and how you feel while you're eating it. But sharing a meal is one of life's great pleasures, and it needn't come at the expense of mindful eating. The next two tips can help you eat mindfully even when you're eating with other people. So my second mindful eating tip is to mind the first bite. Last fall, as some of you might remember, I went on a mindfulness retreat. And at the retreat center that I attended, meals are consumed in complete silence in order to promote truly mindful eating with every bite given our full attention. Although this was a very illuminating exercise for me, eating all of your meals in complete silence isn't really practical in real life. But you can get a lot of benefit simply from giving the first bite of every meal or every food your complete attention. Now, this tip actually comes from Chade-Main Tun, who is best known as Google's in-house mindfulness guru. And in his book, Joy on Demand, he talks about tuning in to what he calls the thin slices of joy in everyday life as a way of increasing our overall happiness and contentment. Research has shown that the very first bite or sip of a tasty food or beverage is the most rewarding, with every subsequent bite or sip delivering a diminishing amount of pleasure. So Tun's tip is really designed to help you pay attention to that most pleasurable moment of every meal. But really tuning in to the very first bite of every food you eat can also help ensure that the decision to begin eating is an intentional one, as opposed to a reflexive or even unconscious response. How often have you walked by a dish of candy and popped one in your mouth without even stopping to consider whether you even like that kind of candy? Or maybe you walked into the kitchen and grabbed a bite of whatever was sitting on the counter or the table just because it was there. 5 minutes later, you might not even remember having eaten it. If you can train yourself to give your complete attention to the first bite of every food, the decision to eat something will always be a conscious choice, and you're also going to notice how much pleasure you do or don't get from it. I challenge you to try this for a week and watch what happens.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Now let's get back to our mindful eating tips. My third tip is that if your mouth is full, your fork should be empty. This genius tip comes from Daria Rose, who has lots of great insights about mindful eating in her book Foodist and in her blog on summertomato.com. Daria noticed that after taking a bite of her meal, she immediately began loading the next bite onto her fork while she was still chewing. And after she pointed this out, I realized that I do exactly the same thing. I bet you do too. Daria implemented a simple rule for herself that I highly suggest adopting for yourself. If there is food in your mouth, there shouldn't be food on your fork. Wait until you've finished chewing and swallowing whatever is in your mouth before you start to compose the next forkful. This simple habit can be game-changing. For one thing, it will tend to slow you down, which in and of itself can help prevent overeating. And you'll also have a much more vivid experience of the food because it helps keep you focused on the bite you're currently enjoying rather than the one that's coming up next. And I also like this practice because it can help you eat more mindfully without impairing your ability to enjoy the company of your dining companions. And finally, my fourth mindful eating tip is to create a meal-ending ritual. So tell me if this sounds familiar. The meal is over, we've finished what's on our plate and are feeling pleasantly full, but somehow our brain doesn't get the memo that the eating occasion has ended. And so we continue to mindlessly graze. We snack on leftovers while cleaning up. We pour another inch or three of wine into our glass. On our way out of the kitchen, we might even open up the snack cupboard just to see what's in there, despite the fact that we have just finished eating. To stop this tendency, develop a ritual that clearly signals to your brain that the meal or the snack is now complete. You might brush your teeth or wash your hands and apply a scented hand lotion. You could chew a piece of gum while you do the dishes. And let me just tell you from experience, wine tastes terrible after gum. There's even a special brand of after-dinner mints called Meal Enders that's designed specifically for this purpose. Whatever your meal-ending ritual is, the more consistently you invoke it, the more effective it will be. Your brain will come to associate that particular activity or sensation with the cessation of eating. This is the same trick that I used to develop my now ingrained morning exercise habit. I've trained myself to put on my gym clothes as soon as I finish my cup of coffee. And once I've got my gym clothes on, going to the gym is more or less automatic. It's gotten to the point that I don't even consciously think about it anymore. When I see the bottom of my cup, my brain instantly pictures my running shoes. It's weird, but it works. So this week, I invite you to put mindfulness on the menu. You could implement one or two of these mindful eating strategies, or you can try all four, but try to stick with it for at least a week. And then I want to hear from you. Did any of these tips help you avoid or reduce mindless eating episodes? Which ones had the biggest impact for you? Did eating more mindfully increase your enjoyment of food? What did you learn about your eating habits? You can post your thoughts on our website at quickanddirtytips.com or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. And I'm really looking forward to hearing the results of your experiments with mindful eating. Thanks as always for listening. If you have a minute to take our listener survey at podsurvey.com/diva, that would be a huge favor. And you could win a $100 Amazon gift card. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.